Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
If you agree with this statement, then stand up and show your support. The first duty of the American government is to protect American citizens, not illegal aliens.
So that was from the State of the Union last night, which we're going to spend some time recapping today. And boy, oh boy, the hissing at Democrats and their reactions were pretty insane. But also insane was the Democrat rally, which you didn't see because there weren't any cameras of it. But they had the rally that was I don't know what the hell they were doing at this thing. I saw a giraffe. I saw some frogs. I don't know what the hell that's about. I saw a giraffe. I saw all manner of stuffed animals, so I don't really exactly know what's going on there, but, you know, it is what it is. So the response was completely underwhelming, and their rally, I think, looked like a kegger, but, you know, there we are. I thought that this was a good speech that POTUS gave, but there's some things that we're going to address, and also, it was the longest. So this was... I think I wrote this in your in the for those of you who are subscribers, I sent out the recap for you last night. It was a very long night because, you know, we had this thing that went when I was writing the piece over at Substack, it was clocking in at like an hour and 40 something minutes. And it the longest, the absolute longest in history, apparently. So, but it was, he went over the hits. And you had the honoring of veterans. And you had Team USA. And he also really was calling out Democrats right to their faces, which was, you know, nice to see. Because I think a lot of us were, you know, kind of waiting for some of that accountability. So welcome to the radio program, Dana Lash with you. And over at Substack is the post if you want to go. For those of you who subscribe, if you didn't see it last night or this morning, because it was also in your prep for those who subscribe. So the I thought it was long. It was hella long. And I thought they were really late with the transcript, too, because normally you have the transcript, like, you know, right before. And for whatever reason, it didn't come to like this morning, which was, you know, kind of stupid, but it is what it is. But he went over the economy, went over foreign policy. And then, of course, I've never seen the Olympic team. I've never seen anybody come into the State of the Union like that. You know what I mean? They came into the State of the Union, the hockey team did. And they were up in the galley, because normally when you go to the State of the Union, everybody sits in the galley and you cannot get up to even use the restroom. You can't have a phone. You cannot have water. You cannot have anything. And you have to sit there. It doesn't matter if you cannot leave at all whatsoever. If you have to go to the bathroom, you better wet your pants. Not kidding you. They do not let you out. You're in there. So it was weird to see the hockey team come in like that. But it was nice. And they came in wearing the Ralph Lauren sweaters, had the Ralph Lauren sweaters. It's very nice to see. But they walked in and they all had their gold medals. And I will say, because I know a lot of people were asking, yes, most of the Democrats stood up for them. Most of the Democrats stood up for Team USA because we were watching. Is this when they came in? Which this is audio.
13 or 14.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. 13,000 or 14,000? Let's do, you know what, let's do, come in with 13,000, because there were some Democrats that did not stand, unfortunately, but most of them did. I will say most of them did. So this is when they were all coming in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then you also had the goalie, Connor Hellebuyck, who has a lot of letters in his name. He got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. This goalie is amazing, by the way. MVP. This is cut 12. This is a highlight.
the highest civilian honor in our country, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
So nice.
Great athletes have gotten that, very great, the best, and I thought he deserved it. And I did take a vote, every single one of them. I said, I'm not giving it if anybody goes no, and every single one of them rapidly put up their hand. So I want to thank you all. What a special job you did. What special champions you are. Thank you very much.
So that was nice. It was nice to see. I mean, I'm sure everyone else, you know, on all these other, you know, half-assed platforms are going to sit here and tell, it was nice. Oh, yeah, it was nice. It was, you know, it was nice to see it, blah, blah, blah. We get it. It was nice. I liked the World War II acknowledgement. I liked the Korean War acknowledgement. And also the guests that were brought by various members, Republican members of Congress, were acknowledged, including POTUS had specifically asked Erica Kirk, this is Cut 11, and he also had the mother, the family of the woman who was viciously stabbed on the subway. She was also acknowledged. This is Cut 11.
Very proud to say that during my time in office, both the first 4 years and in particular this last year, there has been a tremendous renewal in religion, faith, Christianity, and belief in God. Tremendous renewal. This is especially true among young people, and a big part of that had to do with my great friend, Charlie Kirk, a great guy, great man. So last year, Charlie was violently murdered by an assassin and martyred, really martyred for his beliefs. His wonderful wife, Erica, is with us tonight. Erica, please stand.
So it was nice. But an hour and what was the total time period? I think it was two. No, that was what it was when I was writing this.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. When I was writing the piece, it was an hour and 41 minutes. It went a lot longer than that. It went a lot longer than that. But and then you also have this is Cut 14. POTUS revealed the U.S. women's hockey team. They're going to meet with him in the Oval Office. This was nice.
But they beat a fantastic Canadian team in overtime, as everybody saw, as did the American women who will soon be coming to the White House.
That was nice. So that was nice that they're going to meet. I hope all of the people that have been bitching and moaning about men's hockey, I hope that they stop now. Think they will? No, of course they're not going to. Can we check on over real quick at the Democrats, what they were doing this time? I don't know if it was a costume party or what. I had a screenshot of one of whatever. This is Cut 26. I had a screenshot of one of the, I don't know what can someone explain to me the frogs?
I can't.
I don't know. Let's just check in on it. This is Cut 26. Let's see what the Democrats were doing at the same time.
I'm a mother. Oh, I'm a physician.
Oh, heavens.
And I have a flag.
Frogs. Frogs
and
everywhere.
I am the proud representative for Oregon's 3rd Congressional District. Yes, thank you. Thank you. And tonight, I defy Trump and his authoritarian project by standing in joyful, radical, peaceful resistance with the Portland Frog Brigade.
What is... Oh, is it supposed to be like the fascist frog or some stupid thing? I don't know what it is. Just kill me now. God help me. The fact that I have to talk about this for my job, I'd rather be in prostitution, honestly, than talk about a bunch of progressives dressing up as frogs, grown-ass people dressing up as, you know, anthropomorphic beings. Kill us all. All right. The horrors persist and so must I. So we're going to go through some of the highlights and also the implications of how this is going to affect everything from midterms. He touched on Iran. He touched on a number of issues. And we're going to dive into that and get you set up. And we're the worst moments, the best moments, the Democrat reaction. And what are Democrats going to do now? We're going to judge that by the response, because they test drove a candidate last night. And I do think that Gavin Newsom has a little bit to worry about. We're going to discuss that. You can trust that your passwords are locked down, but can you trust the security of these digital infrastructure, the digital infrastructure that you're using at these schools and doctor's offices and everything else? No, you can't. That's why you need to have protection online. And the best way to do it, the number one on the market, is Webroot. It's a cloud-based antivirus program that's engineered to stay entirely out of your way. It takes up so much less space than all the bulky, slow competitors. It scans faster. You get powerful protection. By the way, this is not just malware and phishing and ransomware. Yes, it detects modern threats in real time, and they also have advanced threat detection because AI-driven threats are getting smarter every day. They can spot suspicious behavior fast and block attacks that traditional things ignore. But in addition to that, they're locking down your identity and they're watching out for your finances to make sure you're not exploited and your private information is leaked to the dark web. This is where you need to make the switch. A lot of people don't like antivirus software because it's clunky. Webroot is an entirely new thing that's literally built for 2026, unlike everything else, which is stuck back in the 90s. Make the switch and feel the difference of truly fast, actually effective, modern antivirus protection. For a limited time, you can save 60% only through webroot.com/Dana. 60% off today at webroot.com/Dana.
College underemployment is at crisis levels. Almost half of recent college grads are working in jobs that do not require a college degree. We have not seen numbers like these since when? 2008.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is such a weird study. Traffic noise at night is apparently giving a green light to higher cholesterol, according to a major study. Researchers did not establish direct cause and effect, but the findings add to growing evidence that chronic nighttime traffic noise may influence cardiovascular health through changes in blood chemistry. Okay, LDL bad.
So correlation, not causation?
Yeah, sure. Does anybody believe this? No. America says goodbye to the mass market paperback book. Okay. They're not making them as much anymore. I don't care. Just don't. Well, why should I?
Right.
I mean, I like books.
Why should you care about any story?
Huh?
Why should you care about any story?
No, I mean, why is it a big deal with paperback? By the way, I like hardback so much better.
I mean, we have it's a record number of high schoolers now that are graduating without being able to read.
Because their parents are stupid put them in front of iPads.
Yeah, whatever the reason is, though, reading is definitely...
Because millennials don't know how to raise kids is why. That's the whole reason. They don't. And I will literally rip out anyone's endocrine system through their eyeballs if they want to argue with me about it, because they don't. Major cruises are diverting their ships away from popular Mexican ports because people don't want to get murked by a bunch of cartel violence. Norwegian Cruise Line said its 4,000 passenger ship, the Norwegian Bliss, they're going to skip Puerto Vallarta. That sounds like a good idea. Sounds like it's a good idea. I mean, all hell's breaking loose there. It comes after Carnival decided to have its royal princess also skip Puerto Vallarta because they're going to get murked to death by all the cartel violence. And it's not just them. They had Holland America, a bunch of other different cruise lines. They're all skipping these major ports. So great job, cartels. You're making it to where no tourist dollars are coming into your, you know, third world hellhole areas of which, you know, has one redeeming value, which is a bougie overpriced resort. So good job. You're just making it so much better. Yay. Good for you. You really thought that one through, didn't you, champs? Also, this is a horrible story. Martin Short's only daughter apparently committed suicide. It was announced yesterday. He lost his wife. He's lost his brother. I mean, he's got had a lot of loss in his life. He really has. And he just seems like the nicest guy. But apparently, she's 42 years old, and they found her in her apartment. And it was announced yesterday, but it was apparently on Monday when it happened. Just horrible. Just an awful story. And you feel for him because he seems so happy and bubbly. But he's dealing with all of this stuff, you know. A rescue team with war zone level experience is helping stranded Americans evacuate Mexico. It's a veteran-led rescue group deployed as part of a war zone level operation to get stranded Americans out of Mexico following the widespread violence after the boy band Jalisco New Generation cartel lost their main singer. That's what it is. It's called Grable Rescue Nonprofit. They sent out teams across Jalisco and other Mexican states, and they're trying to get the flights to resume. They have some flights coming out of Jalisco already, but they're telling Americans, you know, you need to just stay down, stay hunkered down until it's safe to travel again and shelter in place. And you can't even like go out into the road. If the cartels think you're American, they're worried about hostages being taken. But man, tourists are still, they're still sheltering in place in a lot of these areas. We have more on the way. Abigail Spanberger, interesting choice for the Democrat response. I'll explain why. So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately, and honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get-rich-quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts, historically, they look for stability and physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I think maybe the most that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Feeling under the weather? You can Teladoc that. Actually, for almost everything health-related, checkups, check-ins, and everything in between, you can Teladoc that. Visit TeladocHealth.com to get started. TeladocHealth.com.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast, your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Agree, no state can be allowed to rip children from their parents' arms and transition them to a new gender against the parents' will. Who would believe that we've been talking about this? We must ban it, and we must ban it immediately. Look, Look, nobody stands up. These people are crazy. I'm telling you, they're crazy. Amazing. Seven. Boy, oh boy. We're lucky we have a country with people like this. Democrats are destroying our country, but we've stopped it just in the nick of time, didn't we?
You heard Rashida Tlaib there, screeching and pointing and all of that stupid nonsense. I wanted to hear my president talk. I didn't want to hear some caterwauling, fat-assed Islamist sitting there on the floor of the chamber and screeching our brains out. That's not what I wanted to hear. If I wanted to hear that, I'd go to Gaza. Oh, you got mad about it? Rotten hell. I don't care. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. Dana Loesch with you. We're recapping the State of the Union address. And the State of the Union is somewhat confusing. But I thought he laid out foreign policy quite well. I thought that he laid out his when he talked about AI and the efforts that he wanted to undertake to stop the expense of running these massive data centers on Americans. I thought it was I liked that proposal. What I didn't like, and I talked about this, and it made some people mad, and I really don't give a damn if it makes people mad, because we're talking about tax dollars, and I pay an ungodly amount in taxes, so I will absolutely, I'm going to be as petty as you possibly can imagine about my tax dollars. And this was the one thing that I didn't like, and I thought it was the turd in the punch bowl of his entire speech when he was talking about the Trump accounts, and you guys know how I feel about those. It's absolute, inexcusable socialism. It's socialism. And he's done so many other great things. I'm like, why are we coming to this? Why are we? Oh my gosh. Now, let me play the cut, and then I'm going to explain, because there's two separate things happening here. There's the Dell's private donation, which is separate from what the law is proposing. This was in the one big beautiful bill, which it's not beautiful and it is large. It was in that piece of legislation. I read it. Not only did I read the actual law, I screenshotted it, annotated it, and put it up in a post for people to follow along in case there's drive-bys that read with pictures. I put pictures up so they could follow it on my Substack. So it absolutely does include anchor babies, and it absolutely is taxpayer dollars being used for this. But I want to play this cut, and then we're going to break this down, because I thought he was doing a great job, and then he did this. I'm like, why? Why would you talk about? Why would you get into the Trump account? This is cut six. Listen.
Tax-free investment accounts for every American child. This is something that's so special and has taken off and gone through the roof. Millions will be pre-funded courtesy of the U.S. Treasury and private individuals like Michael and Susan Dell, who have donated $6,250,000,000 to fund the Trump accounts for 25 million American children.
The problem is our government spends so much and they don't reduce taxes. They need to stop spending so that tax reduction can actually happen. And I mean real tax reduction. I don't mean, you know, a little bit of an amount that the people who pay the most don't even qualify for in the one big beautiful, in the big giant mess of a bill. This is where consistency is important, because I don't care if it's Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton. I don't care. When you start talking about taking money from taxpayers and redistributing it, that's socialism, and that's what this is. And again, I've linked it. It's on my Substack. The law is literally screenshotted for you, and there are notes on it, and it's all in detail. It's linked and screenshotted. So I read it. It includes anchor babies, and it only relates to newborns. The Trump accounts are socialism. The Dell's private contribution is separate from the $1,000 amounts that the administration is going to take from our treasury to seed these accounts. That's what it's two separate things. You're taking $1,000 per child from struggling, defrauded, overtaxed Americans who could use that money for their own children. So if you have a five-year-old, your five-year-old's SOL. This is only for newborn babies. This is absolute un-American socialism, and it creates a second quasi-Social Security-type Ponzi scheme, except Social Security is actually our money, where this is everybody else's money. You're taking our money from us and allocating it to newborns. And yes, that includes anchor babies. Illegal immigrants are absolutely verbatim not excluded from this. This is God's honest fact. It is indisputable. It is in black and white. Again, I've screenshotted it and linked it. And that was in the one giant bill. So your five-year-old's screwed. It's only newborns. If you have older kids, too bad, so sad. And it's overshadowing all of the economic good he's done. Because you're not going to get rid of this. This is going to be another Social Security Ponzi scheme. And Social Security's broke. Everyone's like, well, we keep hearing that Social Security isn't, it's not sustainable and that we're running out of money. No, we're out of money. Democrats spent all of that a long time ago. No, we're out of money. The Social Security has to have money from the newest generation to pay the older generation. They took all your money and they frittered it away. So no, it's insolvent. There's nothing in it. It's a Ponzi scheme. And when I said that, it pissed off half of America. When I said that I can't remember if it was Fox or CNN, but it's true. That's creating another entitlement. In that taxpayer funded account. And again, the Dells, I think it's great. They're putting, 25 million kids, newborn, babies. That's great. They're seeding it for investment. This is the big kicker. Quote, this was from the press release from the White House when they announced it. Quote, the federal government will gift. This is separate from the Dells. Quote, the federal government will gift $1,000 to babies born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028. The Dell's separate donation extends the program to children up to 10 years old, though it limits eligibility to poorer areas. So again, the Treasury, under the new law, the Treasury will deposit. The Treasury, not the Dells. That's a separate donation. I'm going to say this until it sticks. The Dells is a separate donation. Under the new law, the Treasury will deposit $1,000 into the accounts of children, and then those will be invested, blah, blah, blah. The funding was authorized under the one big giant mess of a bill, signed into law, and it will draw from taxes and borrowing. It's going to draw from federal revenues. The children must be born in the United States. The parents do not have to be born in the United States, nor is there any eligibility requirement that is predicated upon legal status. It does not matter if they're here illegally or not. By the way, again, it's linked and screenshotted. That's the law now. Now, there are a few eligibility requirements, but none of them are that parents are legal. So it includes anchor babies. It is a Republican-championed welfare program, and lawmakers are already drooling over how to expand it. John Cornyn, who's a moderate, would love to expand this and double it in the state of Texas, Kane, using our money for this, because that's where it would come from. Texas taxpayers. And a lot of this is this hyper-romanticized version of what Hungary did back in 2021. People never followed the story all the way through. Because when in Hungary in 2021, when they paid women to have babies, it was a disaster. It did not work. They did not increase their birth rate. They had, in under a year, only a modest gain, which stalled and reversed to post-2021 rates. And it is now at a decades low. It's now decades low below the replacement rate. It didn't work. When people say that Republicans try to push you, and Ted Cruz wrote this. Shame on Ted Cruz for writing this. I was at a Denton Lincoln Day dinner where he got up and spoke for an hour. No one else could speak, especially people who were asked to be there and spend their entire night at the Lincoln Day dinner. He went up and spoke for an hour and was championing his legislation, where I could never back him for president as a result of this. These are three things I don't move on: life, guns, and money. You cross any one of those lines, I'd rather see you in hell before elected office. I mean, rhetorically speaking. It's infuriating. He got up there and he was bragging about authoring this bill, and he was talking about the great American dream and capitalism. He did not want to talk to me after, because I said, Senator, this is socialism. You're promoting socialism. I find that more offensive than any debate you would ever have with Tucker Carlson. But when they say investment, and that's a word he used, that's what socialists say when they want to take our money to redistribute it. If it's an invest, it's an investment. If lawmakers want to invest and buy votes, they can use their own damn paychecks. Instead of, they're already fat from insider trading. They can invest their own money, not mine, not yours. You all have kids too. Wouldn't you like to use your own money on your own damn kids? I think so, especially when the government could stop spending. That would be a little helpful. They could stop spending, reduce the tax burden, and you would grow investment for families more than anything that these Trump accounts could ever hope to achieve. People go, well, it's not welfare per se. It's a one-time payment. Oh, so frequency of welfare defines whether or not it's welfare? So if I steal from you one time, is it still stealing? It was just one time. If I murder you once, is it really murder? It was just one time.
Only once?
It's like saying somebody's a little bit pregnant. I mean, that's the kind of defense I would expect from Mom Donnie, but not from a Republican. You're not going to increase the birth rate. And even if you did, as Hungary and every other country that's tried to implement this has shown, it's not sustainable, because this is a temporary fix. You actually hurt all the other families for a temporary gain, when you could, again, just reduce spending and cut the tax burden. And that would do so far more. People aren't going to be having babies if they don't think that the economy is doing well and is sustainably doing well. If they see that there is that this is a short term thing, you're not going to increase the birth rate. If government wants to make it easier on families and incentivize births, throwing around money like Chris Rock in the champagne room is not the way to do it. But paying down our debt, reducing the size of government, reducing government spending, eliminating property and income taxes, completely unleashing domestic production and refinement expansion, and not redistributing the hard-earned dollars Obama style of overtaxed citizens who just saw how hundreds of billions of our already pilfered tax dollars were used in massive fraud schemes all over the United States by predominantly Somali diaspora. And you're telling us to give more money? You're not even looking into that. He announced during the State of the Union an initiative to investigate the fraud, and the vice president would lead it. You're going to investigate the fraud? I want to see people hanging for this. I don't want an investigation. I want nooses. I want criminals brought to trial and executed publicly for the hundreds of billions of defrauded taxpayer dollars that they stole, wrecking businesses, overburdening families, reducing the birth rate. And they don't. And instead of doing anything about that, or even showing any kind of, that's a reparation, by the way. I want my reparations from the Somali diaspora, from all the money that they stole. Instead of having anything to show for any action on that, we're talking about taking more tax dollars? Shut the front door. No. Being America first starts in the American home, with respect for American income. That was my one big thing I did not like in this speech. Now, there were some good things in it, and we'll talk about that later. But this threatens to overshadow all the economic good that he's done, because this will turn into a slush fund legacy that's going to define him long after he's left office. And that's unfortunate. Hey folks, Dana here. You know, I've been a huge fan of the heart healthy benefits of Super Beats Heart Chews by Human, and a lot of you love them too. So you're also going to love this. One of their most innovative products yet It's their turmeric chews. It's made with a clinically studied turmeric curcumin complex, all designed to support a healthy inflammatory response. Now, turmeric is famous for its antioxidant properties, but most forms are hard for your body to really use. This complex is designed to be highly absorbable. So for years, I've heard about turmeric's benefits, but if you're like me and you want a supplement that's easy to take and actually tastes good, the human turmeric chews are where it's at. It's one orange citrus flavored chew. You can take it every morning. Simple and delicious way to support overall wellness and restart healthy habits for the new year. So if you want a tasty, easy start, pick up human turmeric chews at Sam's Club and become a fan like me.
When life happens and you need care fast, you can Teladoc that. Need help navigating big changes? You can Teladoc that too. From checkups to check-ins and everything in between, for your physical health or for your mental health, you can Teladoc all that. We've got doctors, therapists, specialists, and coaches all available by web or app. Get started today at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Okay. Will you run again?
I haven't decided.
You're still thinking about it.
I might. Oh,
kill me. God. Kill me now. Just throw me into a volcano and whatever active volcano and just let me die in the lava. Because if I have to go through another election cycle like this, I'm going to go insane and I'm going to take all of you with me. That's how this is going to work. We do not want this. We do not want her to run. I mean, part of me is like, yeah, you know what? Run again, girl, because it's a hot mess. Speaking of which, there's a reason why Abigail Spanberger was picked. Democrats are test driving her for 28. Yep. We got some insight into this that we got to talk about. Gavin Newsom actually should be worried. We'll discuss coming up. Don't go anywhere. The folks who help bring you the program. It is our friends who are over at Burnagun. I've told you before, Burnagun is, I always carry. I have no problem using lethal force, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know this. But I also think that you need something for when you are deprived of your Second Amendment rights. Maybe you're a college kid. You know, you live on your own. You got to walk to and fro campus. You want to make sure you're protected. Maybe you have to go somewhere, private property, municipal, whatever, where you have to, you're disarmed. You can't protect yourself and you can't rely on their absence of security to do it either. This is where something like a Burnagun comes in. Specifically the CL, the compact launcher. CL stands for compact launcher. And so the Burnagun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And the, there's no recoil, easy target acquisition. But here's the big thing. No background check, no paperwork, no fees, no anything. And you can order it online and have it sent right to your doorstep. Doesn't care about gun-free zone signs because it's not a gun. Visit Byrna.com/Dana and check out the Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana, ready when you are.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Kind of corruption that shreds the fabric of a nation, and we are working on it like you wouldn't believe. So tonight, although started 4 months ago, I am officially announcing the war on fraud to be led by our great Vice President J.D. Vance.
I love the cameraman on this. I don't know who the C-SPAN camera person was, but it was
entertaining. We'll get it done. And if we're able to find enough of that fraud, we will actually have a balanced budget overnight. It'll go very quickly. That's the kind of money you're talking about. We'll balance our budget. The Somali pirates who ransacked Minnesota remind us that there are large parts of the world where bribery, corruption, and lawlessness are the norm, not the exception. Importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration.
She was mad. And I don't care. I don't care. That was like whoever the camera person was, I'm going to say cameraman, even if it was a woman, because I don't care if people get upset over pronouns. Choke on it. Whoever the cameraman was, I want to buy that dude a scotch because that camera work was amazing. I don't know if that was actually one of my favorite parts of the State of the Union address, because whenever he mentioned fraud, it was her face. The camera cut to her four different times. I counted four different times the camera cut to her. And then when he started talking about the Somali fraud, that's when, and you could just see her seething. And then Rashida Tlaib, the Hamas lady screaming and, you know, shouting and, you know, I don't know. But it was delicious. You know how you have a really good bite of steak and you're like, oh, yeah, that's what that felt like. It was nice. It was really nice. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of the second hour. And the cameraman caught all these people sleeping. I don't know who some of them were, but there were a couple of Democrat lawmakers. The camera just went right to them, got right in their face. I had a screenshot of one of them on Substack for you subscribers out there. Because the dude was sleeping and the guy behind him, I think, realized, I don't know if he was streaming it or what he was doing, but he was looking at his phone behind him and then he started like nudging him like, oh, dude. And then the guy was like, what? He sort of woke up. Yeah, you're at this State of the Union, you Marxist. You know, maybe pay attention and listen a little bit. What did you think of it, Kane? What did you think of the address?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I actually had it on a couple of different monitors. I was walking through the house, so I just didn't miss anything. I thought it was good. It was part pep rally for the country. It was a part, you know, essentially State of the Union statements. And I think that he purposefully gave Democrats opportunities to show their support for the American people. And they repeatedly stayed seated and proved to the American people that they are not their priority.
Also, if you see, okay, so there's the one. Okay, it sounded like that sign that Juan is showing you. Okay, so it kind of seemed like it said rent instead of aren't, the sign. You know what I mean? It didn't seem, that seemed questionable. That's Representative Al Green, though. He barely made it through the first 5 minutes before he had to be escorted out. And what a moron. If you're going to disrupt the State of the Union, wouldn't you wait until it really got underway? But he started right off the gate. He started. And he was escorted out. And then he had his sign. That's the sign. If you're watching the simulcast of the radio program, the Black People Aren't Apes thing. And that was the video that Trump had posted, a video where the internet says it's boomer video. Don't get mad at me. It's what the internet says. And it was like a screen capture. And that was the video that came up right after. And I don't know. They didn't cut it. They didn't edit it that way. So, and then now it caused all these problems. Anyway, you had Al Green, he didn't even make it through the first 5 minutes, and then he was escorted out. I guess at least he showed up because, you know, a bunch of those Democrats, they boycotted it, and they had their own whatever the hell that was. There was a guy in a giraffe that I don't know why at the Democrat thing, the giraffe guy. And then there were the frogs, which I had to on break learn that that is like a symbol. Is it pro-fascism or anti-fascism? It never really said. It's the Portland frog something, and I just think that they like that costume, and they just try to make that work. I don't know. That's what it seemed like. And all they did was scream blank Trump, and yeah, that was pretty much it. Meanwhile, the president was, he was upset. Yeah, there's the frog thing that Juan's showing you on the simulcast. That was happening. What was that? What does that even mean? Way to convince people that you're serious about this. In the meantime, Abigail Spanberger was who Democrats chose to give the response. Cut 21. I'm going to play this for you. And then can we talk about the weird clapping track? This is, yeah, cut 21. This is Abigail Spanberger, new governor of Virginia, who instituted a million different taxes. Watch this. This is cut 21.
1705, the people of the Virginia colony gathered here to take on the extraordinary task of the United States was founded on the idea that ordinary people could reject the unacceptable excesses of poor leadership, band together to demand better of their government, and create a nation that would be an example for the world.
She used to be CIA.
That was a fake smile.
Because she's CIA. You know how I feel about that kind of stuff, Kane. She's CIA. I get real weird with people in different departments. It's weird. She's now the governor. And she was in Congress. She was a rubber stamp for Biden when she was in Congress. But she ran as a moderate. I don't know who would believe that. Who in the world would believe, especially when you have a record as a congressional member? How do you get to the only way that you can rebrand yourself as a moderate if people aren't paying attention? Not trying to be mean, but that's legit the only way. How do you brand yourself as a moderate in that regard? Doesn't make any sense to me. So she was she was chosen to give the response. And I thought it was striking because she was in this weird room and it was very cold looking and it was blue and gray. And it was just a very striking visual optic from the State of the Union. I mean, granted, you might think, Dana, you're being a little bit petty about this and you're looking too far into it. But all of that stuff does factor in, whether it's, you know, consciously or not, the mind of the voter that's watching this. But here's the thing. If you listen to what she said, it was crazy. And at one point she mentioned ICE. And I even remarked about this on X. I'm like, ooh, those are some dangerous words that she's saying right there. Because she said that ICE is in the streets killing thousands of Americans every day. I mean, that's basically what she said in her address. I'm like, that's not what's happening at all. But okay. But she was trying to package it to where the way that she delivered it, she sounded less crazy than the other Democrats. She sounded as though she knew how to speak. It's a big change up from listening to Kamala Harris talk, listening to Joe Biden talk, or even listening to Gavin Newsom repeatedly try to stick both of his feet in his mouth simultaneously. It's very different than watching those people. And she doesn't have the nationwide name ID yet. So she can definitely make that case for herself. And that's really what this is. I mean, Joe Biden has given the response before. Barack Obama has done it. This is typically the response is typically the way that the party test drives you. Alyssa Slotkin did it last year and she didn't do very well. And so now that's why you don't really see her a whole lot. But I thought Spanberger, just on speaking, not on policy, she delivered what she was supposed to deliver by seeming less nuts. How sad is that when that's the only thing you have to do? Okay, now listen, Abigail. Just don't seem crazy. That's it. That's all you got to do. Just don't seem nuts. That's all she had to do was not seem nuts. That is definitely a low bar. Just don't seem nuts and we got this. I mean, think about it though. Who Gavin Newsom would have blown it like the first minute. He's suave, but only so much. So she gave her a response. The stuff that she said, and I was making notes. I'm like, geez, I'm not even going to take notes on this anymore. It's so stupid. She's just she's a Marxist, but she dresses it up. She tries to, her policies are still insane, but the way that she describes them and how she encapsulates them in rhetoric makes it seem more accessible to a non-crazy person who might be in the middle. And that's the whole goal. Democrats need to convince voters that they do have moderates, even though they ran them all out of the party with Zell Miller. They have to convince voters that they have moderates. This is going to be the moderate era. You know how Taylor Swift has her eras? This is the moderate era for the Democrat Party, at least optically, not in policy. Because Abigail Spanberger, my gosh, you can't even get lawn care without having extra taxation. If you have somebody work on your house in Virginia, it's an extra tax now. They have over 50 new taxes that they proposed in Virginia alone. That's not even getting into gun control and everything else. She went full on Mamdani Marxist in Virginia, and the rest of the delegation did too. It's insane. They went from having a budget surplus to now they're going to be in the red with all of this because they want to spend on all this entitlement. It's unreal. So Virginia lost it, but they're test driving her because if you look at the bench that they have, you have Amy Klobuchar, who's just bitchy, and that doesn't sell well. Bitch does not. I mean, I'm not being mean. I'm being very clinical here. Don't mistake me. I'm not trying to be sensational for the sake of sensationalism. Hillary Clinton was bitchy. Nobody liked her because she had a very rough countenance. She was not likable. She was not amiable. She did not have that quality. If you look at videos of Margaret Thatcher had wit and she could give it as good as she got it. And people liked her genuinely, even if they didn't agree with her. Nobody likes Hillary Clinton. Nobody likes Kamala Harris. You get the sense around these women that the only reason that they got in that position is because of who they slept with or the fact that they have vaginas. That's it. Nothing about their character would convince you that they're extraordinary and that they deserve to be in that ascendant role. Nothing in their career would convince you of any kind of merit that led them to achieve such notoriety. So they're not likable. Spanberger, I think it's too early. She just needs to seem not nuts. Gavin Newsom needs to seem not nuts. And he also has the same likability factor because he comes off as entitled and full of himself and incredibly disingenuous, especially when he went on one show and was saying that I'm like you. I don't read so good. I don't got no good grade on my SAT. And then he goes to another audience. He's like, well, yes, I read 250 books a year. Pinky's out. Two very different types of people that people see that. He doesn't understand how the world works with video and digital and social media now. People can access what you say from a year ago instantaneously and compare it to where you are now. He doesn't seem to grasp that. I mean, not only that, but his wife seems insufferable and he's got baggage. Spanberger is a spook. She was with CIA. I immediately don't like that. That weirds me out, dude. What about you? Am I being too mean? I don't care. Am I going to get bombed later? Am I going to get heart attacked by the heart attack gun? Is that what's going to happen to me? I don't, I'm sure they do. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I think so. So that's just, they're test driving her. Gavin Newsom should be worried. This is the second time that they've also chosen a woman because Democrats are still playing the sex game, even though they can't define it, which is interesting. We have more on the way as we roll towards headlines, as we do our partners that help bring you the program. It's the folks over at Relief Factor. If you need relief from everyday aches and pains, Relief Factor is the way to go with their 3-week quick start. You can try it out and see how well it works for you. It has been a game changer for so many people. My husband's used it. A lot of people have used Relief Factor for a number of different things. You don't have to accept daily pain as your new normal, whether it's soreness or stiffness from exercise, maybe sports injuries, maybe age, whatever it is. You want to get back to enjoying the things you love with greater freedom and mobility, and Relief Factor can help with that. It supports your body's natural inflammatory response that causes the aches and the soreness and the stiffness and the discomfort from exercise and everyday activities. And it's designed to help your body fight back against all of that so you can get back to the life you enjoy. Don't wait if you're dealing with daily pain. Try it for yourself with a 3-week quick start and see how Relief Factor.
Welcome to your Peloton Pilates era, built on precision, backed by results, and trusted by over 2 million members. Experience instructors with true Pilates expertise, offering classes for every level, from foundational to powerfully challenging. Choose from 10 to 45-minute sessions with little to no equipment, anytime, anywhere. And with the cross-training swivel screen, you can move seamlessly from cardio to mat.
Press Pilates. Small moves. Big impact. Find out more at onepeloton.com/Pilates.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Factor could be your game changer. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up, and we're going to get back to some of the other recapping. American Airlines jet landed in Miami after a trip to Colombia with bullet holes. It seems. Colombia. You know, I tell you what. Yeah, it had bullet holes in it after a trip to Colombia. It was AA-923. It was in the wing of the jet. And it was on Monday, Miami International Airport, when it landed. And, I mean, I thankfully, you know, everything was okay and nobody was injured, etc. It flew and landed safely. There were it had puncture marks in it, but they said that they didn't notice any flight related issues or injuries or anything, and they were immediately removed it from service. They inspected it, etc. So can you imagine? So what, did somebody just shoot at it as it was like taking off? How does this even happen? This is insane. Oh my gosh, I tell you what. Also, this is going to be a whole other segment, because a man accidentally gained control of 7,000 robot vacuums just because he wanted to learn how to control his vacuum with a joystick. I have to explain this in a segment because it is wild, this story, but it can be done. Thankfully, the guy let the company know and they were able to patch it, but still, and then nobody knew until after. Canada has same-day suicide service. They're killing people in assisted suicide the same day that they request it. I mean, it was just a hockey game, guys. I mean, there's no reason to go this far. There's no reason, you know? Yeah, same day.
You like, get what, no can time you, like, to think about it, talk
like,
about
Uber,
it?
Can you Uber some euthanasia?
What the hell?
Yeah, I would like to Uber some euthanasia. That's crazy. More than half of teens use chatbots for schoolwork. I shudder to think what the future is going to look like. I hope you guys don't need any medical help, because you're probably going to be left to die on an operating table, just saying. And China has kung fu robots. We're using AI to do work so we don't have to, and our biggest geopolitical enemy, although I question how well these robots actually function. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's the folks over at Relief Factor. If you need relief from everyday aches and pains, Relief Factor is the way to go. With their 3-week quick start, you can try it out and see how well it works for you. It has been a game changer for so many people. My husband's used it. A lot of people have used Relief Factor for a number of different things. You don't have to accept daily pain as your new normal, whether it's soreness or stiffness from exercise, maybe sports injuries, maybe age, whatever it is. You want to get back to enjoying the things you love with greater freedom and mobility, and Relief Factor can help with that. It supports your body's natural and inflammatory response that causes the aches and the soreness and the stiffness and the discomfort from exercise and everyday activities. And it's designed to help your body fight back against all of that so you can get back to the life you enjoy. Don't wait if you're dealing with daily pain. Try it for yourself with a 3-week quick start and see how Relief Factor could be your game changer. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said 20 billion won. 20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, 20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani says he might have to raise property taxes a lot on everyone. Shocking that the Marxist would lie to us. AOC is completely clueless about whether the U.S. should defend Taiwan against Chinese aggression. And Bill Maher confuses carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide while sneering about Trump's supposed ignorance on science. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in 30 minutes. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Some terrible people. They've already developed missiles that can threaten Europe and our bases overseas, and they're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America. After Midnight Hammer, they were warned to make no future attempts to rebuild their weapons program, and in particular, nuclear weapons. Yet they continue starting it all over. We wiped it out, and they want to start all over again. And are at this moment again pursuing their sinister ambitions. We are in negotiations with them. They want to make a deal, but we haven't heard those secret words. We will never have a nuclear weapon. My preference.
So, I was actually half expecting, if I'm being honest, I was actually half expecting there to be like a bomb on Iran yesterday during State of the Union. I did. I expected that. So welcome back to the program. And the make sure you have the link up to Substack, the newsletter, because a lot of the stuff that we had that we're going over today and tomorrow or yesterday, etc., is up there. But I did. I half expected there to be bombing of Iran and Lindsey Graham to be very excited about it. But there is, you know, I mean, they're having negotiations right now. And he acknowledged at one point Jared Kushner in the audience for that, because he's been working on those negotiations. And as POTUS said, they have not said the magic words yet, which are, we're not going to continue to seek enrichment. We're not going to continue to seek the development of this weaponry. And they haven't said that yet. But they've been killing a lot of their own people. And a lot of the Iranians have been calling for backup, essentially. Because if you remember what happened under Obama-Biden, I don't even think he addressed it. And you had some of the craziest murders that took place on camera, as we discussed with Iran. So I thought he started the process of really laying that out to the United States, because, as you know, they've had a buildup over there with our naval entities and Air Force, etc., as a show of force to show that we're very serious about these negotiations. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to go to war, but it does signal a level of seriousness as to these negotiations and how, you know, we have the firepower to back it up. Peace through strength, right? We have the firepower to back it up. And it was interesting to see what the left would applaud for and what the left wouldn't applaud for on that. I thought he was very clear and concise and very sober with his remarks on Iran, I thought. Is there anything that stood out to you, Kane, that you thought was a highlight or that you didn't like? Because to me, I just had the Trump accounts that I did not like. Well, but I loved what he said about AI.
He did also say that there was a 401k match of $1,000 that he'd also do. So that falls in line with the whole Trump accounts thing.
Yeah, I still don't want money coming out of the Treasury.
Yeah.
Doesn't change that for me.
What I did notice, though, because you know how, like on your phone and my phone, too, I have these notifications that come up with all the headlines that pop from right. all these different types of news sources. And one, after he talked about this Iran thing, one of the headlines was, Trump is now finding a path for Iran to nuclear weapons. And it's like, that's not what he said. He actually said, we're negotiating with them because nuclear energy is something you can do that doesn't involve missiles. And that's what he's talking about. The media just intentionally, from minute one of the State of the Union, they just have been misrepresenting it. Just that's all they've been doing, just misrepresenting it.
I don't actually want military intervention in Iran. I don't want military intervention in Iran. I'm totally fine with giving the people weaponry and, you know, because we passed, how many more sanctions did we level at Iran today? We had a whole handful of new sanctions that came out today against Iran. But as far as military involvement.
And when you say involvement, what do you mean exactly? Like boots on the ground?
Yeah, like a commitment. Oh, yeah. Like the United States, like actually involved in a Connecticut operation. And I thought it was interesting because that was the only thing that Republicans and Democrats stood for. Well, I take that back. They did applaud. Most of the Democrats did stand up for the hero, the world. There was the Korean War vet. And then I think all of them stood up for him. And then there was the a lot of them, but not all of them, stood up for, and that was Royce Williams, the Korean vet, for the hero who was flying the chopper in the Venezuelan raid. This is cut 17. But talking about Iran is literally the only thing that all of the Democrats and Republicans stood up to applaud together. Watch this. This was wild.
It out and they want to start all over again and are at this moment again pursuing their sinister ambitions. We are in negotiations with them. They want to make a deal, but we haven't heard those secret words. We will never have a nuclear weapon. My preference.
They're barely standing up.
They kind of are. It was like reluctant. Okay, maybe I was exaggerating. Well, most of them did. I mean, I'm sure if the camera stayed there longer, the rest of them, we would see the rest of them getting up. I'm sure. Right? Nobody? Nobody's going to take that up? Yeah. So this was kind of funny. Speaking of applause, Nancy Pelosi was caught off guard. CNN pointed out that Elizabeth Warren stood up and applauded as Trump ridiculed her when he was talking about banning members of Congress from insider training. This is 23. It was kind of funny.
There was one moment, Madam Speaker, where he called you out specifically around, of course, congressional stock trading. What do you say back to him?
I say back to him, as that's what members said, look at your own self. The inference he wants to draw is there was something wrong with that, which there wasn't. And if there was, people get prosecuted for it. For a long time now, we've been trying to pass this law. It doesn't have, now it has more support than it had before. And
Elizabeth Warren stood up and applauded.
Hmm?
Elizabeth Warren stood and applauded tonight when the president talked about it.
Well, that we all did. I did too. He said, did Nancy stand up? Yeah, I did too. A lot of people stood up. A lot of Democrats stood up. I think that will pass, depending on what the bill is. I mean, we thought we could pass. It was actually a tougher bill than Governor Spanberger had put forth. We thought it could pass, but it was clear that it wasn't going to make it to the House and the Senate. But in any event, he gives his shout out. I don't pay any attention to him. What I'm concerned about is our democracy, which he is destroying.
Dear heaven. I'm sorry. I watched this for the whole thing last night, and then I watched parts of it over again so we could all join. And I'm already hearing all of this stuff. I'm just rolling my eyes. The insider trading, bad. And I thought it was hysterical that he looked right at him. He looked right at them several times. This is cut 22. Mark Kelly. Listen to the way that the left is characterizing the State of the Union.
Hey, I just walked out of the State of the Union. That was some crazy speech. An hour and 45, 50 minutes of just grievance. Donald Trump used most of that time, most of it, to try to further divide us as a nation.
How?
It was angry. It was wasn't what I expect.
Shut the hell up. I am so tired of this guy. I am so tired of this guy, Mark Kelly. I'm so tired of him. It was angry. It wasn't angry. What speech did you watch? It wasn't angry at all. I mean, you can say that you don't like the guy's policies, but don't sit here and gaslight us about what we saw. Was it long? Oh, dear heavens, yes. It was long. It was a long night for everybody, especially the people in the industry. It was long, but it wasn't angry. And I thought it was really uplifting. I mean, you had Team USA come in, celebrate that. You had a Korean vet, celebrate that. Korean War vet, celebrate that. You had other veterans, Venezuela, celebrate that. Were they upset because there were victims of illegal immigrant crime that were in there and they were upset about talking about those who have been victimized by the immigration policy of the left? Did that upset them? Is that what upset them? It's too bad. You have to look at what your policies do to people and look them in the face. I mean, I didn't think it was angry at all. It wasn't angry. He wasn't even angry at any part. He just said at one point, oh, it's, you know, you're not standing. Can you believe these people don't stand? He said that like a couple of times. That was about it. Right? I think cut 15 is kind of along that line. Go ahead and play this. This is when Trump was talking about ending 8 wars.
Our country has never been stronger. In my first 10 months, I ended 8 wars, including Cambodia. Isn't it funny? Sick people. Cambodia and Thailand.
See, he was just dismissive. The angry people were the angry broads, the angry Islamists that were barking like dogs on the Democrat side of the aisle. That's the only anger that I saw. That is the only anger that I saw with that. So we're going to talk more about it. Also, I've got to tell you, switching gears here, I don't know if you guys saw this, but a churchgoer, one of the church congregants in that church that Don Lemon bust into and started with a bunch of fascist rioters and started trying to intimidate and scare congregants, well, they're suing. We're going to discuss that. Bill Gates also comes clean. He said he had affairs, but the women weren't victims of Epstein. That had to be for his money, because no one looks at Bill Gates and goes, I want me a piece of that. Nobody does that. Nobody. We're going to get into that. Also, the way that the media has treated the CCP asset, Eileen Gu, and our own American athletic heroes.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Make sure you're following the podcast so you never miss an episode, especially when the news gets crazy. And while you're there, leave a quick rating and review. It helps us get this show in front of more people who need some sanity in their day.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I just learned a new word or a new phrase. You want to hear what my new phrase is that I heard? It's called vomit vandalism.
What?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've, are you familiar with vomit vandalism?
I'm familiar with each of those individually, but not together.
Oh, well, let me explain this one to you. So this has everything that you would want. It has that you would want to have in a crazy story. I mean, it's got vandalism and vomit and Hitler and a neighbor dispute.
Hitler?
Yeah, Hitler. Coral Springs man was arrested after police say that he carried out a prolonged harassment campaign against his neighbor that included vomiting on her doorstep and repeatedly performing Hitler salutes in front of her Ring camera. According to Coral Springs Police Department, this guy is 28 years old, and it must be seen to be believed, my dudes. Wow.
28?
They said that guy's 28.
Oh, come on.
Dude, hate and crazy age you. So, Spencer Young, 28, was taken into custody just the other day, charged with stalking, felony criminal mischief following an investigation. This woman who lives in the same apartment complex. So he apparently was described as escalating harassment that served no legitimate purpose. What I love about that is that is there harassment that does serve a legitimate purpose? You know, the victim told officers that over the course of several weeks, Young repeatedly targeted her home despite having no contact or like at all any relationship with him at all. Surveillance footage from their camera showed Young spitting on her door, making obscene gestures and leaving trash outside her residence. Also performing repeated Hitler salutes towards her camera. And they don't know why. He also vomited on her welcome mat. All of this, by the way, was captured on the Ring camera, too.
Say chivalry's dead.
He also scratched her car, hit her side mirror, scratched her spoiler. Like, he was keying her car. So it was almost $3,000 worth of damage that he did. She said she was fearful, and she's a single mother. She had to temporarily leave her home and stay with a friend in Boca Raton. So he was arrested. He's in Broward Sheriff's Office jail, or Broward County Jail, rather. So, yeah, that's the guy sounds. And I don't know if he's, like, what, out of nowhere. So who knows? Who knows? A Central Florida man was caught destroying a Chinese restaurant to stop COVID. My dude, you're like some years late. And also, that's not a wet market. A Central Florida man was caught destroying a Chinese restaurant, Richard Jarvis, 43, who looks like he's crazy. Orange County, Florida. He was arrested after a bizarre attack on the restaurant. In the affidavit, police say they responded to Pearl's Chinese restaurant. And upon arrival, they learned that the man had come to the restaurant, threatened to kill everybody inside. He walked right in through the front, right through the front door, made his way to the kitchen, began destroying over $4,000 worth of food, cooking instruments, appliances. The owner tried to run away, but Jarvis ran after him, struck him on the back with a shovel, and then told him, if you run away again, I'll kill you. And then when deputies arrived, they found Jarvis in the kitchen, armed with a shovel and shouting that he had to destroy the food because the Chinese were poisoning it with COVID. So he was totally arrested. And then he kept talking after he was in custody. He kept saying, quote, I had to destroy that restaurant. All Chinese restaurants are going to release a new strain of COVID on July 6th. I'm a prophet and I'm trying to save everyone. He's been charged with
deep breath.
Multiple charges of assault, multiple charges of aggravated battery with a weapon, burglary, criminal mischief. I mean, he's like got a million charges here, and he's being held without bond because that's how serious it is. So don't be crazy, you know. Let's see what else. We also tomorrow I'll tell you about how a man declared martial law while he robbed a Walmart, but it only was for him. Stick with us. We have a third hour on the way. Don't go anywhere.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
No wedding in Carcelar, no satodas.
No wedding in Carcelar, no satodas. Oh, for the love. I could not be a leftist. I think this would make me more violent if I had to.
Makes them more violent, too.
Yeah, I mean, clearly it does. Let me check notes. Oh, that was part of their counter protest, and they had Joy Reid, and they were singing. Well, you know what they were singing? I don't even know what that song was. They have like their whole other life, a whole other culture. I don't even know what their songs are about. I don't even know. Jesus. Jeez. Anyway, welcome back. I'm sorry. I had to subject you to that because I was subjected to it. Hurt people hurt people. That's what happens. Welcome back. We've been covering the State of the Union and all this other stuff. I want to play this. This is cut 30. This was the reaction to the awarding of the Medal of Honor, the Purple Heart, and the President's You're Gonna Get Mad. Do I want to play this, actually?
Yeah, I mean, hey, we
got to
show it.
Go ahead. Let's do it.
Itself, but he utilized almost like these game show type moments where you're seeing awards being presented to really bring
to it, to say
these
it.
Moments of togetherness that otherwise might not have been there.
She didn't really think it was a big deal.
Good God.
Really? Really? You didn't think it was that big of a deal? That's, what's her face? Abby Phillip at CNN. I don't know, whatever she does. Really was nothing. It wasn't a huge deal. I loved seeing that. Although one of my kids was like, why did it take them so long to give these guys these accolades? And I think that's a very good point. Very good point. Can we do the giraffe? 27.
Sure.
This was, again, let's check in on them. Part of the rally that they had. I don't even know what this is. Again, people dressed up as furries.
Energy.
Yeah, well, good job. Okay. Listen, this is cut 27.
I'm fresh out of an ICE prison in Minneapolis. I've been arrested 3 times by ICE over absurdity, over us being ourselves, over me singing songs like, hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, get rid of brown people for me. I'm Aryan white. There ain't no place I'm
going
to.
Who is this
guy?
God, who the hell knows?
And he played the harmonica like Alanis Morissette. So he's dressed up as a giraffe with panties on. And it's called State of the Swamp. Giraffes aren't in the swamp.
No, they're not.
I mean, the frogs are, but giraffes aren't in the swamp. What is the point of this? How are Democrats convincing voters that they're serious people by engaging in this type of stuff? I mean, I get that that's, you know, it's a kind of a rhetorical question, but still, that's what was there to be? If you're going to have a rally, then if you're going to do counter programming, then wouldn't you try to include something that, or try to structure it to where you're actually countering whatever POTUS is putting up there? If you disagree with one of his policies, then wouldn't you be using that opportunity as a way to explain why his whatever he's proposing is unworkable, and here is our alternative, here's what we would like to see going forward? They didn't even do that. And of course it's all leftist and it's all organized and it's all, you know, paid for. I'm sure they had it catered. Craft Services. Apparently, the New America Foundation, per Lorraine, is listed as a partner for, one of the events. And it was hosted by, that's the Defiance Group. I mean, it's all funded. It's all one big incestuous leftist group. That's it. And they're connected with the Soros Open Society, the Tides Foundation, which is a Soros entity, the whole nine yards. So that's, you know, that's what it's all about. I don't know. The whole thing is just ridiculous. There was no point in having that. There was no point in it at all. I mean, it was just, they were just rage baiting everybody. That's all it is. They were just rage baiting people. They had lawmakers go up and engage in this type of stuff. They had people dressed up in costumes. It doesn't even make any sense. They're not serious. And then when you try to, when you compare that with the effort to get moderate, like, well, she's not a moderate, but the effort to make people like Abigail Spanberger seem moderate, what you're witnessing is all these different factions on the left. They can't even come together for a cohesive message, which is kind of unusual for the left. And I know we all say, oh, well, the left is always, you know, they always circle the wagons. They're always on the same page. Not really. And the fact that they even had this event and they had actual sitting elected lawmakers who were skipping the State of the Union to go to this event and engage in this is, I think it's really telling. Because these were the extremists, and then they were trying to moderate it up. Remember, too, the moderates that they had, they weren't even, or the people that they're trying to promote as moderates, they had nothing to do with this event. Everyone was there at the Spanberger response. Although Newsom was suspiciously quiet and absent last night, don't you think it's interesting that he wasn't given a pride of place? Seen as he's been really portraying himself as kind of the new leader of the Democrat Party. I mean, you've even had sound bites. We've played them on the program from Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton trying to talk the importance of moderation and appealing to voters. So they're the party elites are trying to message to the rest of the party, this is where we're at. You need to get on this page. They're not moderating their policies. They're trying to moderate their pitch, their pitches. And that's why they picked Spanberger. They used Slotkin before, and she wasn't very good. Spanberger is an effective communicator. I mean, she's not like Kamala Harris. She can actually say a sentence without falling all over herself. So that's important. But she isn't a moderate. She just encapsulates her very far-left messaging in this veneer of moderation. And I really think that it's not settled for Democrats on 28. I know everyone wants to settle on Newsom, but this is so not even close to being started, much less being over. Because they test drove Spanberger, and I would imagine you're going to see her pop up in 28. It's going to be her, Amy Klobuchar, Andy Beshear, potentially Josh Shapiro if the left can get over the fact that they don't like him because he's Jewish. It's one of the things that they have in common with the woke Reich. And then you have Newsom, and you might have a couple of leftists, but they're not going to go very far because the party elites have made it clear they need somebody who's going to be more moderate in terms of selling their extremism to the American voter. Because look at her and then look at the, you know, just the stuff that we were playing. I mean, compare Abigail Spanberger to, this audio symbol 24. This is Democrat Representative Angie Craig. Listen to this. She wants to stab her eyes out, literally.
And I'll just end with this. I would rather stick forks in my eyes than be here tonight to listen to Donald Trump talk about the State of the Union. But this is the people's house, and I will not abandon.
See how she sounds nuts? And then can we play a little bit of Spanberger again? Just play a little bit of her. I just want you to pay attention to the tone and the way that she's, I'm going to tell you to just for a moment, not listen to what she's saying, but rather how she's saying it, not what she's pitching, but how her mannerisms, her tone, her body language. I mean, she's a far leftist, but this was a response for moderates and independents last night. It was not a response for the party base. They selected her very carefully. Just play a little bit from her response last night.
1705, the people of the Virginia colony gathered here to take on the extraordinary task of the United States was founded on the idea that ordinary people could reject the unacceptable excesses of poor leadership,
she starts
band together
point.
To demand better of their government,
she
and create a nation
here,
that would be an example for the world.
This is how she started. just smiles. Wait, can you play the applause just though real quick? Because that was weird. I just want to hear the applause real quick. Listen to this.
Example for the world.
And cut. So they were they only allowing like 4 seconds of applause? Because when it would end, it would abruptly stop and then she would start speaking. So I realized that they were probably aware that they were short on time and they had to condense everything, but that sounded very jarring. And that bothered me the whole time. But her response, and she smiled, she looked at the camera, she wasn't falling all over herself with her language. I'm not saying that she is a candidate to consider. What I'm saying, the purpose of me explaining this to you is that this is their strategy. And it is going to work on some independents. It is going to work on some moderates. You cannot look at these people in the context of an existing Trump administration. You have to look at all of this in the context of Trump is leaving office. The GOP is going to have to pivot to a new identity. The movement is going to have to go through a metamorphosis. Democrats are going to use this unsettling time to try to plant a flag on that hill. They're going to try, this is what they're going to try to send these candidates out and remake them through this, you know, moderate magic and think that it's going to work. And it is going to work with some. And this is one of the reasons why it is incredibly important that the right not come off as nuts also. And that's why the woke Reich has to be super opposed. These are the people who actually aren't conservatives. They've been nowhere in major battles. The only thing that they do is grift. That's all they do. They have nothing that they offer. And they push a lot of division. Moderates and independents are seeing that. And they're going to think, well, I mean, I don't want to go with that when I can just go with this. I mean, and there is something to be said for someone who's being presented as a moderate that doesn't have nationwide name ID yet and doesn't really have a very known record. Even though she has a record as somebody who's been in Congress, Spanberger and her record in Virginia, not everybody outside of that or who isn't paying attention to that is aware of it. So this is all stuff, like I said, that, you know, people have got to really kind of pay attention to here. So it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see all of this. But she sounded, and when you listen to what she says, her policies sound just as crazy as everything the left has proposed, but it's the manner in which that she presented it. And that is dangerous. Newsom, it makes Newsom look unhinged, right? I mean, we know he's nuts, but it makes him look even worse compared to her. That's why I think he needs to worry. He thinks he's got a lock on this. And the party elites are clearly telegraphing otherwise. I don't think they have their minds made up yet. But I definitely think that if they were leaning Newsom, Newsom would have given the response. They would have been fast tracking him out there so they could have this Newsom v. Trump debate and they could immediately kneecap anybody who would be coming up after Trump, right? And they haven't settled on anyone yet.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion won. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So everything froze. Lovely. Let's see here. We got a couple of things that we're going to dive into. This is funny. This is from New York Post. This Mamdani stylist, he's got a stylist, an ex-Vogue Vogue editor, and a Mamdani stylist downgrades their first class seat to avoid sitting with, quote, white middle-aged men. A lefty former Vogue editor, gosh, this is just gag-worthy, and Ma'am Donnie's current stylist, Gabriella whatever Johnson, downgraded herself because she didn't want to have to sit with, because she's a chonky racist, and she didn't want to sit with a bunch of white middle-aged men. I'm pretty sure they probably wouldn't want to sit with some self-obsessed woman who needs a seatbelt extender and is going to be taking up all the space next to them. Oh, is that mean? Good. She's said on social media Tuesday that her decision to sit in business class instead was prompted by, quote, persistent microaggression. So she's a bigot and she projects her bigotry onto everyone else. And as a result, she thinks that they're all being mean to her when they're not even thinking about her, is really. She said, she bragged about it on social, saying, quote, I just downgraded myself from first class to business on my flight in a cabin of six. Five of the passengers were white middle-aged men. And then there was me, a 30-something-year-old black woman who travels in that cabin often. So what? That is so stupid. What a stupid. These people are idiots. Absolute idiots. In addition to this, I can't believe he has a stylist, though. He has a stylist. He's mayor. He has a stylist. I can't stand people taking themselves this seriously. Good heavens. A new law is putting cursive writing back in schools. I do think that we need this. This is North Central Pennsylvania. State legislators have recently passed a new law signed by the governor to bring cursive instruction back to classrooms. That's needed, I think. I think it like really helped with motor skills and also coherency. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion won. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mandani and AOC put out a video where they were advertising free daycare for illegal aliens, and it's a video entirely in Spanish. And I'm just curious as to why he didn't ask any of them to go and shovel snow and not pay them so that they can repay some of the taxpayer-funded entitlements that they've been enjoying. I'm not going to play it all, but seriously. And someone said that his Spanish was horrible.
It was.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, how bad? Scale of 1 to 10?
It was probably a 6.
Eek.
I mean, yeah.
Eek. So they are who's paying for it? It's free daycare, so that means the people who are doing the daycaring, they're probably working for free, right?
Oh, is that what that means?
Mm-hmm. Means they're probably working for free. I mean, otherwise, how are you going to pay them?
I mean, child care is your right.
Yeah, it's your right. That means you have a right to that person's labor. That means that you own that person and they are your indentured servant and you can force them to care for your kids. That's what free means, right? Because it's not free if they have to get monetary compensation for the time that they're spending taking care of your spawn. So if they're not being paid, then that means you own them. It's like a form of slavery. It's so weird how Democrats always want to go back to that. No one talks about who gets to commandeer the labor. When you say that something's for free, then is it really for free? Have you just merely commandeered the labor of that individual? Are they an indentured servant? Are they working for you with zero at all whatsoever compensation? Because that's what that suggests, right? Don't sit here and tell me it's free if it's not free. If you're still paying them, then it is not free. That means you've hoodwinked these stupid taxpayers who voted for your idiot backside, that you hoodwinked them into paying for this. I have zero obligation to pay for anybody else's kids but my own. And I bristle when it's even so much as suggested, because by selfish, sinful, ungodly people that think that every decision that they make in life should be catered to by you and paid for by you when you have your own family, et cetera, to worry about. So I get so mad with that Trump account thing. You know, I don't, why should I? It's welfare. That's welfare. When did Republicans start celebrating welfare? If Republicans are going to celebrate welfare, then what's the point of voting for Republicans anymore? Doesn't make any sense. You know what else doesn't make sense? Is the way that the media has been treating the men's hockey team. I am floored at some of this. So I get the Time Magazine thing. So Time Magazine, they put Eileen Gu or whatever, the Marxist, self-obsessed Marxist who left her country to go and represent the CCP. Her cover was, I think, February 9th. And the photo that they took of Jack Hughes, that was the 10th, right? So that was February 10th. So they put her on the cover of Time. And in the meantime, all they've been doing is haranguing our athletes and et cetera, making a big deal. The New York Times made a big deal of it. The New York Times was haranguing them. That's why I was glad that they at least got a little bit of recognition at the State of the Union address. That was nice. But otherwise, I mean, it's been, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, normally, I remember growing up when we had Olympic athletes and they would be put on like cereal boxes and they had sports drinks and they ended up on the Tonight shows and, you know, all of that. And it was, you know, they were celebrated, and now that's not happening anymore. Nobody's doing that. The New York Times, they have this piece that they ran. The U.S. men's Olympic hockey team won gold and then lost the room. And it was written by this goof. I don't even want to say his name. How did they lose the room? This is what they wrote, quote, "In normal times, this would be an obligatory celebration for a championship team. They take presidential calls. They party too hard. They visit Washington and stroll through the corridors of power. But this isn't a neutral climate. This isn't a neutral president. When has there been one? And in a nation this polarized, that we're going to help with, the proximity carries weight, whether the players are being intentional or merely naive." Wait, what? What kind of stupid sentence structure is that? First off, we're starting with a conjunction. "And in a nation this polarized, comma, the proximity carries weight to whether the players are being intentional or merely naive." What do you mean? What proximity? The fact that they were invited to the White House? Is that what he means? Jerry Brewer is such a horrible writer. I question whether or not he actually is literate. Because Jerry Brewer couldn't write a balanced sentence if the lives of everyone in the United States depended on it. I cannot believe that this guy gets paid by the New York Times to write this absolute backside slop, because it's what it is. You're starting and ending sentences with prepositions. You're splitting your infinitives. Your writing is absolutely an absolute mental abortion. It is embarrassing. Jerry Brewer is one of the stupidest, most illiterate people that I've ever had the misfortune of reading. And I feel like he should be dragged because his writing is so bad. It's taking everything I have to get through it for my job. This is torture. This is harassment. This isn't an op-ed. It's harassment. I mean, I shouldn't be harassed by someone this damn stupid. Jeebus. So he adds, "Oh, I am absolutely hateful at horrible leftist writers." Yes, because they're so high on themselves. He thinks he's your moral better. So they say, in a nation this polarized, the proximity, or back to split infinitives and all that and prepositions. He goes, "America no longer experiences these rituals in the same way, and it may never again." Wait, what? What ritual are you talking about? What do you mean America no longer experiences these rituals in the same way, may never again? What rituals? The Olympic Games? Is that what he's talking about? He says, "Athletes would be wise to recognize that in this climate, celebration is easily repurposed into political capital. Wow. I mean, the lack of irony or the lack of awareness as to the irony is spectacular with this guy. Journalists would be wise to recognize that in this climate, editorials are easily repurposed into political capital. So they're mad that they were celebratory. What was supposed to happen to them? Were they not supposed to win? Were Team USA not supposed to win? Were they supposed to like be in a car crash and die? Like, what does Jerry Brewer want here? What is the New York Times? What's the purpose of writing something like this? I mean, I get Jerry Brewer probably hates them because they're mostly white and he's a giant, you know, illiterate racist. I get that. And I get that the New York Times fetishizes Marxist content. You know, I get that. They probably visit Karl Marx's grave repeatedly. I get it. But what do you mean rituals? We have Team USA, they go, whatever team it is, whatever athlete it is, they go, they compete, they win gold, we celebrate. It's a great thing. I mean, I think it's bread and circus, personally, and I don't watch it because I just find it mind-numbingly boring. But I do appreciate the skill set, and the hockey guys, the hockey team, provided one interesting touch point in all of this. They were relatable, they made it fun, and they actually made me give a damn. I haven't cared about any of this stuff in years. And they actually made me care about it. The women's team, too. But it's not that it's less than the women's team. There are a lot of cultural touch points with the men's team. Namely, 40-plus years ago, Miracle on Ice, which was like the epitaph of the Cold War. And the fact that you had fathers that were playing, that have played in the Olympics and have not medaled, and then years later, their kids are now playing in the Olympics on their same Team USA, and they brought home the gold. So that's one of the reasons, as I explained yesterday, for people like Jerry Brewer, whose head's stuck too far up his colon to appreciate, you know, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people are talking about the men's team and the fact that the goalie was just ridiculous. Guy's an octopus. He was everywhere. So that's special. Why is it so bad to celebrate when America does something nice? Oh, that's right, because we can't have America do anything nice. How can people like Jerry Brewer sell their absolutely heinous remedial claptrap unless there is a division created to sell? He's a division pimp. All these people, they're pimps. They pimp out division. They pimp out discord. They pimp out hatred of the country. They're just a bunch of lowly, barely literate pimps. That's all they are. And they want to pimp out to you discord and dislike of America. That's all it is. America no longer experiences these rituals in the same way. It's not a ritual. It's very simple. We went, we competed, we won, we came back. But these people are so obsessed with their own political viewpoints that they cannot enjoy anything else. Everything has to be this giant, profound political statement. Everything has to be about politics. Dear heavens. They can't even let the winning team be happy about being asked to go to the White House. They can't even allow the winning team to feel good about what they accomplished. They can't even allow the winning team to enjoy being ferried to Washington, D.C. and applauded by their nation. They have been going at these guys. The media has been picking at them. Their own mother had to get involved for two of the players and, you know, give her statement. They were trying to make, you know, Ellen Hughes pick between her kids or the women's team because the press are a bunch of sadists. What the hell does this mean, neutral president? Democrats only think it's a neutral president when it's a Democrat president. These people are such self-obsessed, navel-gazing, remedial illiterates that it makes me sick. They're supposed to be your intellectual betters. Dear heavens, it's just shocking to me. But then they celebrate people like Eileen Gu, who allows herself to be pimped out by the CCP for propaganda purposes. Stop acting like it's anything more sophisticated than that. That's exactly what it is. Do not let my very plain language shock you out of the reality of the situation. That's what it is. I'm not going to dress it up. I'm not putting pearls on swine, okay? But they celebrate her. They sell, oh, look, Eileen Gu. They put her on the magazine covers. They put her on the magazine covers because she's a woman and the media is sexist, number one. But they put her on the magazine covers because she's a communist. And she celebrates communism. And our nation wasn't good enough. She got more millions from China than she did from the United States to go and represent China. I wouldn't want anybody like that representing me. Anyway, did you see the video of her singing the Chinese national anthem, which was a bunch of communist slop? You'd be kidding me. And here's the other thing that the left can't get. Like with Alyssa Liu, I don't give a rat's ass how she voted. I don't care. She celebrated her win. She said she was proud to represent her country. And she was celebrating the United States. Isn't that what the purpose of these games are? But the left, God help them. They cannot let you have that. They can't even let you have that ounce of fun. They cannot allow people to come in on a common point and just have a little fraternity. Because people lose power when that happens. They can't control you. They can't rage bait you. They can't monetize your rage when that happens. But that says everything about the state of our press. The fact that they will celebrate the CCP. They'll fet her at these press conferences. They don't ask hard questions. They don't ask anything about Jimmy Lai. They won't ask anything about that. By the way, his daughter was at the State of the Union address last night. But with our team, with our Team USA hockey guys, I mean, good grief. You know what? They're treating them like they're how Rolling Stone treated that Virginia fraternity when they made up that story about them. That's how they're treating. That's how the press is treating Team USA. I actually was really interested in it. My husband's a huge hockey fan. So it kind of goes along with it. You know, you're kind of interested in hockey in our house. But now I'm like genuinely outside of him interested in it. Because of their efforts and because they made it look so fun and engaging and you just like want to be a part of it. And it's just a fun thing for the nation. And good heavens, the press does not want to have it. And it makes me hate them even more that they want to take that from all of us. It enrages me even more that they want to ruin that too. Insufferable, anti-American people. Ugh. So you have every right to be mad about that.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Don Lemon is being sued by one of the congregants that was attending the service during that Minnesota church invasion. I'm not calling it a protest because it wasn't. It was a violent riot and a bunch of people trespassed on a private property and decided to try to intimidate Christians because they're bigots. Don Lemon is now being sued. The woman says, who's bringing the suit, said she suffered severe emotional distress. He was freaking everybody out. They thought it was a mass shooting and they started running around. They were all freaked out. One woman was so terrified. She was trying to get away. She fell and broke her damn arm. Don Lemon's not telling you that when he's out there basically, you know, pleasuring himself in the press with all the attention that he's receiving from his antics. It's disgusting. The woman, Ann Doucette, says that she was attending the worship service and she said that they, quote, unlawfully interfered with her ability to freely exercise her religion in a private place of worship. I hope everyone sues him. I hope that they entangle him in every possible form of civil litigation and make it as difficult and painful and arduous as possible for him. Drain his bank account. I'm at that point. There's got to be a penalty. Have it to where he's got to sell his home and he's got to get rid of his belongings in order to fund it. I am at I don't have any mercy. There's no water you're getting out of the stone. None. Then he deserves it. He deserves it for what they did. So there's probably going to be other lawsuits. I have a suspicion that that's just the first one. We'll update that if there are more. Today in Stupidity came.
All right, let's do this. You know, you know how to live stream, right? Mm. You know how to shut down a live stream when it's over, right? It seems pretty simple. The woman who wants to run for president again apparently doesn't. Juan, this is Cut 34. This is Kamala trying to end the live stream. Look at this.
Okay. I definitely got one.
Okay.
This was so great. We really enjoyed reading the book.
I'll see you out there.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you to Madam Vice President.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
There's a
button. Talk to you later.
There's a button, okay, on the screen, over by now. The way, just so you know.
If I can figure out how to turn this off.
Oh, up. God.
There we go.
There you go. Ooh, cringy.
Compare that to Abigail Spanberger.
Yeah, she wants to be in charge of the free world.
Spanberger makes her, she's nuts, but she makes Harris seem even crazier. That does it for us today. Find us on Substack as well, Chapter and Verse, the podcast, YouTube, Facebook. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.